ॐ ध्यायामोदबलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीम् वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीमधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। We are discussing the thousand names of Devi as found in Lalita Sahasranama. Today we will discuss the five names starting from the 321st Nama till the 325th Nama. So the first Nama of the day is Om Kamyaye Namaha. So Kamya means one who is sought after. One who is being sought by people. So Udayashi Ranna in his commentary explains as one who is sought by jnanis. So the reason why he gives such an explanation is that everybody is seeking the self, everybody is seeking Ananda Rupi Devi. Everybody is seeking, but some people know that it is Devi that I am seeking. Others don't know, yet they are seeking. So Vidyaranya gives an analogy in Panchadashi. So a person starts running out of his house because he sees light coming from the nearby place. So he runs to the place as to what is happening. And when he goes there, he somehow finds that it is a diamond. So he gets the diamond, but he was not really seeking it. So that's not a proper analogy here. In this case, everybody is going seeking the self, seeking Devi, but some know that they are seeking, some don't know. So Kamya is much like a little bit more than seeking as well. It means that one who is liked. So we can say seeking, we can say one meaning or interpretation we can take are liked by everybody. So Devi is liked by everybody. Everybody likes Devi. There is no person in the entire world who doesn't like Devi, because Devi is Ananda Rupi, and such an Ananda Rupam, everybody wants it because everybody is seeking it, irrespective of whether a person knows or not. Everybody is seeking Devi one way or the other. They don't know whether they are seeking Devi in the right way. Sometimes they know, sometimes they don't know. So whether they know or not, it doesn't matter. Everybody is seeking Devi. So Kamya means like seeking means. So that's why Udayashi Ranna gives the meaning as liked by jnanis, because when we seek Devi, knowing as to what is Devi, or knowing that our life's purpose is to seek Devi, then our journey will be fulfilled. So otherwise, journey might get fulfilled, out of luck journey might get, or journey might not. So it's like a person getting out of his house and walking. He wants to go to New York, but he walks and walks and walks. Sometimes he may take the right route and he may reach New York, but chances of that is very less. So it's only a probability, it's only some luck factor, that's it. Whereas a person who knowingly walks towards New York will definitely reach New York. So Devi is liked by jnanis, Devi is sought by jnanis, because jnanis are ever abiding in Devi. So a jnani is a person who always remembers that Devi alone is there, and thereby he always remembers Devi. For a jnani, he cannot remain without the thought of Devi. This is what Upanishad says as Nimeshardham na tishtanti vrittim brahma mayim vina yatha tishtanti shukadayah sanakadi bihi. So I think last few words might be wrong. So, Nimeshardham na tishtanti. Vrittim brahmamayim vina nimesha ardham. Ardha nimesham, not even for half a moment. Natishtanti, they will not remain. Vrittim brahmamayim vina, brahmamayim vrittim vina. Brahma abhyasam, brahma vritti, without brahma agara vritti, without remembering Brahman, without remembering that Devi alone is present here, whatever we see is only Devi. Without remembering that, a person or these people will not even spend half a moment without remembering Devi. Who are these people? Yatha tishtanti sanakadayah. I think like Shukadayah and Sanakadibihi. So Shuka, Brahma Rishis, like our people who are ever abiding in Brahman, like Shuka, Brahma Rishi, and Sanakadibihi, various saints like Sanaka, Sananda, etc. So all these like great Brahma, all these Brahma Dhyaha also comes in the Shloka, I believe. So all these people, they always have the thought of Devi. So that is when we like somebody very much, we'll always be thinking about them. So we'll always be thinking about that person whom we really like. So Jnani is like Devi, that means we'll always be remembering Devi. And since they are always remembering Devi, therefore they will get the fruit. What is the fruit? Om Kalyanyai Namaha Kalyani. So Kalyanam, Kalyanam means Mangalam, auspiciousness. So auspicious means Mangalam, means everything is peaceful. Oh, Mangalam, Sarvam Mangalam, everything is Mangalam, we say. So Mangalam means such a person will be ever peaceful, ever blissful, ever happy. His life will be fulfilled. So fulfillment of life is when a person has a life where he is not affected, where he is ever steady, where he is ever immersed in Devi, where he is ever blissful. Ultimately, it all boils down or comes down to bliss or happiness, peace, contentment, satisfaction, etc. Those are all the same, like mean the same thing. So that is what a person will get, because Devi is Kalyani. So when a person worships Devi, that is what we saw yesterday, that when a person worships Devi, Devi will grant his wishes. Devi will give him the greatest blessing. So what is the greatest blessing? The greatest blessing in life is what Krishna calls as prasadam. Raga dvesha viyukta istu vishyan indriyaihi charan. Atmavashyer videyatma prasadam adhigachyati. So a person like who doesn't have raga dvesham, who has vision of oneness, who sees oneness everywhere, such a person realizes the self and he gets the blessing of the self, prasadam. What is the prasadam? Prasade sarva dukkhanam hanihi asya upajayate. This prasadam is sarva dukkhanam hanihi, removal of sorrow. Complete removal or complete cessation of sorrow, that is what a person will really get. So kamya, so this means that these namas tell that we have to seek Devi, we have to become like the jnanis who seek Devi. Kamya, we have to become something called like one who is like, we have to become like a person who is seeking Devi, because then we will get Kalyanam. So marriage is also called Kalyanam, colloquially or Sanskrit, Hindi words, all words, Kalyanam. So marriage is when two people get together. So two people getting together in order to realize Devi. So two people getting together to fulfill each other's desires. So fulfilling desires, emotional, physical, mental, all those desires, fulfilling those desires, at the same time helping each other out in the spiritual path. So trying to fulfill desires as much as possible and then seeking Ishvara. So that is marriage. So real marriage is when a person is seeking Devi. Without Devi, marriage becomes really bad. So that's the reason why most of the marriages are bad, because very few people really seek Devi. Even seeking Devi, like with a little bit desire that, okay, I want removal of sorrow, therefore I will seek Devi. So little bit of devotion and surrender, that itself is very rare to find. And therefore marriages are like or married people are in a chaos. Not only that, the children who are born out of such married people who haven't fulfilled their desires, who are not seeking Devi, their state also will be really bad. So if we want Kalyanam, if we want to be happy, if we want to make others happy as well, let's say we also decide we have to get married, we get married, we get children, grandchildren, etc. If we want them to be happy, them to be blissful, then we have to first become ourselves blissful. We have to get Kalyanam in life. If we get this Kalyanam, this auspiciousness in life, then everything around us will be blissful. Abhito Brahma Nirvanam Vartate Vidatmana. Surrounding a person who has known the self, who is ever abiding in the self, bliss will dance. So the next nama is, like, we left skip two nama in order to explain the relation between Kamya and what would happen if we seek Kamya Devi. So seeking Kamya Devi, Kamya, the moment we remember the nama, we should remember that, okay, I have to seek Devi. Whatever I am doing, it doesn't matter. Whether I am doing something bad, whether I am doing something good, it doesn't matter. What, irrespective of whatever I am doing, I am going to seek Devi. Sachi, that is worshipping or remembering Kamya, and such a person will get Kalyanam in life. So Om Kamakala Rupai Namaha. So Kamakala, so Devi is Kamakala Rupam. So Kamakala thing, what here it means is Kamam in Rupam itself, we can say various aspects of Kamam, so various aspects of desire. So Devi is one who is, Devi is desire, Kama Rupam. So that is why Paramashiva is called Kameshwara, Lord of Kama, means he is Kamam. So desire, Devi is desire. Desire, all the desire, like if we really, as we discussed, all desires are for happiness. That means all desires are meant to give us happiness, which means through those desires, in those desires, we have happiness. That is what we seek. So that means all those desires themselves become Devi. All desires are Devi, whether it is desire for worldly pleasure, whether it is desire for spiritual glory, and all desires are Devi. Devi is Kama Rupam. Om Kadamba Kusuma Priyaye Namaha. So Kadamba Kusuma Priya, one who likes Kadamba Kusumam. So Kadamba Kusumam, the flower of Kadamba Viksham, or Kadamba flower. So Devi likes Kadamba flower. So we already have learned that Devi Kadamba Vanavasini, one who is living in Kadamba Vanam. So that means she likes Kadamba phalam. Kadamba Kusumam means flower. So here flower basically denotes a state like where the mind is well blossomed. That means a mind which has undergone a lot of discipline, a mind which is steady, a mind which is rich with good qualities like compassion, love, knowledge, etc. Such a mind is a blossomed mind. Mind blossoms when devotion and knowledge are there in the mind. So devotion is when the mind is ever thinking about Devi. Knowledge is when the mind remembers that Devi is the only reality present here. Whatever is present here is only Devi. So that is intellect, or that is Jnanam. So when these both are there, when devotion and knowledge is there in the mind becomes, mind blossoms. So when a flower blossoms, it is able to give happiness. to whoever is seeing it. So when it is a bud, we won't be happy looking at it. But when it blossoms into a flower, we'll be very happy looking at it. So when the mind blossoms, the output will be anandam. And Devi always likes such anandam because Devi herself is anandam. So that's the reason why it's only in spirituality that the teacher will be very happy when the student becomes a teacher. So in other cases, like whenever somebody is very good, like we will be very sad. My disciple has like grown much bigger than me. I don't like it. So that is how it will happen in the world. But with respect to spirituality, the guru will like the shishya to be self, to be himself, because that is the real state. There is no vidvesham in the guru's mind because he knows that everybody is the self. So it's like telling that when we see people who are mad, when we see mad people, we'll think, oh, poor mad people, they don't know who they are. If only they didn't have this madness. So similarly will be the state of a jnani or a realized saint, that, oh, this person, like the guru will think, oh, this person is not, though he is a self, he is mad with the world. Therefore, it would be good, I'll be happy if this madness vanishes from him. So, Kadamba Kusuma Priya, Devi cannot but love people whose mind has blossomed, because that is where, oh, what does it mean, like Devi likes it, what does Devi do with such life? Devi resides in such a mind. ईश्वर सर्वभूतानां हृदयेषि अर्जुन तिष्ठति ब्राह्मयन् सर्वभूतानि यन्त्रारूढानि मायया ईश्वर सर्वस्य चाहं हृदि सन्निविष्टो ज्ञानं ज्ञेयं ज्ञानगम्यं हृदि सर्वस्य विष्टितम् So Krishna in many places explains that Ishvara resides in the heart of all beings. Though he is there in the heart of all beings, but that mind which is pure is a pure heart, whereas that mind which is not blossomed, that mind, so the bud as well as the flower, both have exactly the same thing, but when it is a bud, we cannot rejoice it, something sticks, it is closed, so we cannot see what is inside. When it blossoms, it opens up and we can see what is inside. So the mind which is not pure, such a mind cannot reflect the self, which is the Ishvara, who is in the heart. When the mind opens up, when the mind blossoms with devotion and knowledge, in such a mind, Ishvara's presence can be felt. Devi resides in such heart as Anandam. And that is the Anandam we get out of realized saints. The moment we remember this, we will strive for devotion, we will strive for knowledge. Will strive to become a person who has a blossomed mind, that mind where Devi resides. If not for the entire world, at least for ourselves, because we cannot be happy. We cannot get bliss unless the Devi who is inside us can be experienced. It's only when we experience Devi inside us that we will get bliss. So the last nama of the day is Om Jagadi Kandaye Namaha. So Devi is Jagadi Jagadi Kandaye Namaha. So the world is considered as a tree in the 15th chapter of Gita. So in the 15th chapter of Gita, Krishna calls it Ashwatham or a Vriksham. So that's the same thing. Urdhvamulo avakshakah esho ashvatas sanatanah. Kato Upanishad also says the same thing, that this world is a tree. So any tree has a root. Root means that which sustains the tree. So the tree of the world, which has a lot of things, which has many, many things, that needs a substratum that is constantly changing. Anityam asukam lokam. The world is constantly changing. So for the constantly changing world, there needs to be a substratum. That which is constantly changing is not real, is only an illusion. So there needs to be a substratum. That substratum is Devi. as we'll see in a later nama, mithya jagat adhishthana. So if the world is considered a tree, then the tree is supported by its roots. So that root is Devi. Devi is the root of the world tree. Devi is the basis for the world tree, the tree of the world. So without Devi, the tree ceases to exist. Even as without the dreamer, there cannot be any dream. Similarly, without Devi, the entire world ceases to exist. There will be no world at all. So we have to remember constantly that without Devi, nothing really exists. So if nothing exists, then that means a state of sorrow, a state of non-existence, which we constantly fear. Marana bhayam, which is there for everyone, that is like fear of a state where we will cease to exist. So we have to constantly remember that we have to seek Devi, because without Devi, life will become waste. So life might be there, life might still be there, but without Devi, the entire world will become sorrowful. So anityam asukam lokam. So the lokam or the world is anityam and asukam. It is temporary, therefore it will give us only dukkam. Unless we seek the root of the tree, if we seek the root of the tree as Devi, anityam asukam lokam imam prapya bhajasvamam. Having attained this anityam asukam lokam, bhajasvamam, O seek me, O Arjuna, be devoted to me. So that devotion, or constant remembrance of Devi, that is bhajanam. So constant remembrance of Devi as the substratum of anityam asukam lokam, as jagadikanda, that can give us anandam. And it doesn't require much effort. It is very simple. It doesn't require any money. It doesn't require a particular place. We don't have to do a lot of sadhana for this. This is very simple to remember. Even as we remember many things, when we get up in the morning, we remember to brush our teeth. We remember to eat food 4 times a day. So we remember to sleep at night. We remember all those. So if we can do those, we can also remember Devi at least few times a day. And we can remember quite a lot of things. If we love somebody, if we like or love somebody, then we can remember them at all times. Wherever we are, whatever we are doing, we will be remembering them. So if we can do that for one person in the world, we can do that for Devi. And we have to do that for Devi, because then we will be worshipping Kamya, and thereby we will get Kalyanam. So if we have to be blessed with peace, if we have to be blessed with the prasadam of sarva dukkhanam hanihi, that prasadam which will remove dukkham once and for all, then we have to worship Devi. There is no other way. So we have to worship Devi, and a person who knows that the world is sorrowful and there is a way to anandam will definitely worship Devi. He also will know that this doesn't require much effort. It is very easy to follow, very simple, very quick, can be done at any place. So while we are drinking, we can think about Devi. While we can do bhajanam of Devi, it's not like, oh, singing bhajans. Singing bhajans, we cannot do it everywhere. In library, we can't go to the library and sing bhajans. We can't do that. So we can do it only in certain places. But this we can do anywhere, because it is mental thinking. It is mental or intellectual bhajanam. The mind constantly chanting the name of Devi. The mind constantly remembering that Devi alone is present here. It is very simple. We can do it. It just requires little bit effort in the beginning. And once we get used to it, then it also becomes a vasana, as Sureshwaracharya says, that this itself becomes a vasana, and this vasana will also be strong like the vasana of the world, but unlike other vasanas, this vasana will get rid of sorrow. Vasana dvividha prokta, shuddha cha malina tata. మలినా పునర్జన్మకరి, శుద్ధ జన్మ వినాశిని. సారీ, మలినా జన్మనో హేతు శుద్ధ జన్మ వినాశిని. సో యోగ వాసిష్ట సేస్ దట్ వాసనాస్ ఆర్ ఆఫ్ టూ టైప్స్. సో వన్ ఈస్ మలినా ఇంప్యూర్ ఆర్ బ్యాడ్ వాసన, వన్ ఈస్ శుద్ధ వాసన గుడ్ వాసన. సో మలినో జన్మనో హేతు మలినా, సారీ మలినా జన్మనో హేతు మలినా వాసన దట్ జన్మనో హేతు ఇట్ కాసెస్ మోర్ బర్త్ birth and death, punarapi jananam punarapi maranam, that gets continued with malina vasana. And shuddha vasana is that which will janma vinashini, it will get rid of all birth, or it will remove birth once and for all, it will remove dukkham once and for all, and it's very easy to follow as well. So it is not tough to follow, it's not tough to follow at all. Very easy to follow. Then how can I follow it? Drishyam nasti iti bodhena manaso drishyam arjanam sampannam chetadutpanna paranirvana nirvrutihi. So remembering that drishyam nasti iti bodhena, remembering that there is no drishyam, the entire world is only an illusion, manaso drishyam arjanam, removing drishyam from the mind, removing the notation or the thought in the mind that these are real, so remove that, then sampannam, when if we attain this, utpanna para nirvana nirvrutihi, so para supreme nirvana nirvrutihi, moksham or anandam we will attain. Asheshena parityago vasanana, so when we stick on to good vasanas, which can include sadhanas like chanting, japa, etc., bhajan, etc. But all those sadhanas, through all those sadhanas, the primary sadhana, which is shuddha vasana, is remembrance of Devi at all times, bhajanam of Devi. If we have that shuddha vasana, ye shuddha vasana, bhuyo na janma anartha bhajanam jnatu jneya ఉచ్యంతే జీవన్ ముక్త మహాదీయః. యోగ వాసిష్ట అగైన్ సేస్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ లైక్ ఏ శుద్ధ వాసన, వాట్ ఎవర్ ఈస్ శుద్ధ వాసన, వాట్ ఈస్ శుద్ధ వాసన, శుద్ధ వాసన ఈజ్ వెన్ ఎ పర్సన్ లైక్ దేహార్థం ద్రియతే కర్మ. సో కర్మ హ్యాస్ టు కంటిన్యూ, సో వీ కాంట్ స్టాప్ డూయింగ్ యాక్షన్స్, బట్ ఇంటర్నలీ ఎవర్ అబైడింగ్ ఇన్ బ్రహ్మన్. సో ఇఫ్ వీ డూ దాట్, భూయో న జన్మ అనర్థ భాజనం. సో భూయో అగెయిన్ న జన్మ అనర్థ భాజనం, సచ్ ఎ పర్సన్ విల్ నాట్ గెట్ జన్మ అనర్థం. ద అనర్థం ఆఫ్ జన్మ, అనర్థం మీన్స్ దుఃఖ హేతు, సో దాట్ విచ్ ఈస్ దాట్ విచ్ కాసెస్ దుఃఖం, సచ్ ఎ జన్మ హీ విల్ నాట్ గెట్ అట్ ఆల్. సో జన్మ అనర్థ భాజనం అండ్ సచ్ ఎ పర్సన్ జ్ఞాతజ్ఞేయ ద ఉచ్యంతే. సో జ్ఞాతజ్ఞేయ, సో జ్ఞేయా జ్ఞాత, so one who has known what is to be known, what is really to be known, is such a person, and he is called jivan mukta. So he is a jivan mukta who always remembers Devi. So if we start now, at least when this birth gets over, we'll become a jivan mukta, and then bhuyo na janma anartha bhajanam, again we will not be born at all. So may amma bless us so that we will cross over this jananam and maranam in this very birth itself. Namaskar.